questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So we know that the blessings and the bounties that are given to us in this world are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the omnipotent, he is the all-powerful, he is the almighty. Now the main question is, if all the blessings are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so why exist so many people who are destitute, who are poor, who are needy in the world? How is this distribution of blessings of Allah happening in the world?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When it comes to the concept of what we call it rizq or sustenance, it's been mentioned explicitly in the Quran that Allah has guaranteed the sustenance for all creatures.
Yes.
And the same has been mentioned in the Islamic narrations. For example, Allah said in chapter Hud, verse 6, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها. There is no creature, animal on the earth, but on Allah is the sustenance of it.
Yes.
So here it's not only about human beings, it's about all animals, human beings, every creature that is in need of food or sustenance. And the same has been mentioned in chapter Mulk, verse 21, and also in chapter Dhariyat. Now the question is that if Allah has guaranteed the sustenance for all creatures, especially the human beings, why we have some people, starving, and they are dying out of, lack of food, for example.
Does the sustenance and rizq only refer to food or something like
that? No, we have two kinds of rizq or sustenance, physical one and a spiritual one.
Okay.
But now the question is about the physical one. We are talking about food and whatever a human being is in need of to survive. So it seems that Allah has guaranteed this sustenance.
Yes.
But now the question is that if this is the case, so why so many people are dying because of, lack of food, for example? There are three points that need to be taken into consideration. First of all, when Allah says that I have guaranteed the sustenance for the animals, for the human beings, it means that the amount which is needed for all the creatures, human beings and animals, they are available.
Yes.
And I believe that all the statistics, not only for today, for the whole history,
yes,
they prove that the sustenance of all the creatures are available on the earth.
Yes.
But the point is that one of the main reasons for poverty, for hunger of people is some other people,
yes,
some government who misuse their power and their will to gather all the sources to, and the other point is hoarding. Some
yes.
people, unfortunately, they are, committing this great sin, hoarding.
Yes.
And or looting the properties of other people.
Okay.
So the point is that although, for example, nowadays we have people suffering from lack of food and drink and many of them dying because of that in some poor countries. But the point is that does it mean that Allah has not guaranteed their sustenance? No, Allah has guaranteed their sustenance.
Yes.
But this sustenance is taken by force, by other people.
By oppression.
Exactly,
right.
By oppression.
Okay.
And this is the reality of this world. We cannot say that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not force, these superpowers, these oppressors, not to do that. This is the question of free will.
Mm-hmm.
Allah is not going to force any human being to believe or to do righteous actions. No, free will is there. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it up for the poor people. It's been mentioned in the narrations that on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give so much to those people who are oppressed So much so that they wish that they were suffering much more in this world. So when it comes to those oppressed people who are suffering from lack of food and lack of sustenance, whatever they are in need of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it up for them in the hereafter.
That's
and
right.
They will be happy okay. for that.
So,
and of course,
that's right. It is a kind of, for example, otherworldly risk
yeah,
or sustenance.
That's the
that's
point.
Right. Okay.
And for the oppressors, for sure, they will be punished.
Okay.
So the point is that, as I mentioned, first of all, the sustenance has been guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the problem is some other people, the mm-hmm. wicked people, the superpowers, the oppressors who are preventing
right.
this sustenance from reaching into the hands of the people.
And if you put
that.
Aside the exceptions during the history, like wars, like strikes, like catastrophes and, such cases, usually the people who do their best and struggle on the way of Allah, they are given the rizq too, isn't it? I mean, if they work, the rizq of Allah is given to them. Or if they, for example, struggle for the family to earn a living,
mm-hmm.
on that time the sustenance and the rizq is given to them, isn't it?
Exactly. This is my second point.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that. The point is that although it's been mentioned in the Quran that Allah has guaranteed the sustenance for
yes.
all the creatures, but doesn't mean that I remain idle just in my house,
mm-hmm.
not doing anything, arguing that Allah has guaranteed my sustenance and it will come to my house. It is no need for work and for any struggle. No. I mean, it's been mentioned by the same Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam in the narrations and also in the Quran that we need to work hard for getting that sustenance.
Yes.
So the sustenance is there, but we need to work hard to gain that sustenance. It's been mentioned by Imam Ali alayhi salam that a struggle for gaining your sustenance because the guarantee of sustenance is for those people who search for it.
That's right.
This is in Biharul Anwar, volume 71. Page 127. So although the first point was about the problem coming from the oppressors
That's right.
and wicked people, but second point is that in many cases, this lack of food, lack of sustenance, poverty comes from the poor people themselves.
Okay.
I'm not talking about all of them, of course, but we have a group of people who remain idle. They do not do anything. They do not struggle. And at the same time, they wait for sustenance coming from
right.
nowhere. It's
okay.
not, I mean, working in this world based on
okay.
divine traditions. Allah said in chapter Najm, verse 39, that وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى.
Yes.
Nothing will reach a human being except for what he or she struggles for.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
We must know that the justice and the adala of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is working over here. Because if Allah was supposed to shower the human beings with abundant rizq,
mm-hmm.
on that time, as the history shows, the arrogance, the takabbur, isn't it, will come into the scene. So because of overabundance of the rizq that you have, you will be somehow arrogant toward the other people. This is what happened during the history. Just look at the life of the kings, of the pharaohs, of the oppressors all around the world, the overabundance of the rizq around them. So that's why I think giving rizq by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be a test for human beings too. How they gonna use this rizq too, isn't it?
Exactly. This is mentioned in the narrations that wealth, property, and in the verses of the Quran, of course, that the wealth and property is a test for all human beings.
Yes.
We should not think that it is only for the rich people.
Yes.
Of course, for the most
maybe
cases,
more. Then,
yeah,
yes,
but
yes.
A poor person can be greedy even with regards to the less amount of money that
mm-hmm.
he has. But the point is that property and wealth, there are some means of test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the case of Qarun, for example, or Qura, that is mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran, chapter Qasas, verse 76. And for some people, we have in chapter Shura, verse 27, that وَرَوَسَتَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, where Allah to expand the provision for all His servants, they would surely create havoc on the earth.
That's right.
So for some people, and this is the answer to another question, some people, they argue that we are asking for much more money, property. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, but there is no answer, no positive answer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The answer to that is that at least in some cases, we are not given what we are looking for, what we are supplicating, because of the fact that Allah knows that if He gives us, then we will go to, the wrong ways.
Yes.
We will
transgress from the right path.
Exactly.
Yes.
And there are some stories regarding that a man came to the Holy Prophet asking for, complaining because of his poverty, and then the Holy Prophet gave him some money. He was taking part in the congregational prayer of the Prophet, regularly. But then he was able to have a sheep.
Yes.
Then finally he, was able to have so many sheep. He went out of the city of Medina because of the fact that he had a big herd of sheep. And that is why he was not able to take part in the congregational prayer anymore. But according to some reports, when it was the time for zakat, even he didn't give zakat back to the Prophet. Didn't give the zakat. And finally, according to some narrations, he came to the Holy Prophet, and the Holy Prophet just asked for the money that he gave him, and he did so, and gradually he lost all the properties that he had. So this the point. For many of the people, if they have so much blessings, if they have so much properties and wealth, then it is more probable for them to be away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right. And we know that in different places in the Holy Quran, in Ahadith, the people are invited to earn halal income and halal rizq, because the mouthful of the food that you are given in this world, you are giving it to your children, to your wife, to the relatives around. It all has effective, we can say, or it's better to say, direct effect on your soul, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's better to say, for example, the haram mouthfuls are like dark spots in your soul, okay? So the halal ones are like the bright ones in your soul. So all in all, we could say that the people who oppress the poor around the world maybe are benefiting from haram income or haram earning. And that's why, for example, they become arrogant in the world. That's right.
Let me just share one last point about this question. So far I refer to two points. The first point was that sustenance is guaranteed, but some people, wicked people, oppressors, they are preventing the sustenance from reaching the people. And second of all, people need to work to gain the sustenance. And the third point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put forward some ways for removing poverty. Among them, we can refer to two great obligations for all Muslims or for those people who can afford them. I'm talking mainly in this regard about the concept of zakat and the concept of homes.
Yes.
So if there are some poor people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a share in the properties of the rich people to go to the poor people, mainly zakat and khums. And I believe that if all the wealthy people act upon these two obligations, then there would be no poor people on the earth anymore. We have the narrations about the time after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam that people look for a poor person, but they do not find any person because of the fact that at that time, of course, there are different reasons. One of them is that at that time, all the people act upon their obligations. So we have the obligation of zakat and khums, and of course, we have the very recommended action of infaq or giving charity. So if all people act upon these obligations, again, there won't be any person complaining and suffering from poverty and lack of food and drink.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of sustenance, blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and rizq. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. The another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن.